That is an early publication, not about digital signal processing, but there's a close connection.
Uh-huh.
Say a little bit about that. Pretty early, I was interested in system theory. That means in the description of systems in the frequency domain as well as in the time domain.
Uh-huh.
And I was very much influenced by the work by Karl Kupfmüller. He was a man, do you know the
yes,
name?
I know his work.
He was a man who invented, for example, the word system theory. And his investigation, very early investigation, happened in the early 20s, about the behavior of analog circuits described in the frequency domain in a certain way, just as an ideal low pass,
uh-huh.
as a low pass with oscillating amplitude, but linear phase and all that, and looking at the behavior in the time domain, that's the impulse response and uh-huh. step response and all that. Which is just the basis for example, the so-called basic law for communication. How much can you get through
yeah.
the channel
yeah.
data? Things yeah. like that. And a description of a general channel which came out of this theory was nothing else but the step delay line. Imagine a line of delaying elements.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of takes differently delayed values, multiply with a coefficient, and add the whole thing up. There's nothing else but an implementation of a system having, generally speaking, a frequency response to be expressed as a sum of cosine or sine function, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing else but in our actual terms as an FIR filter.
Uh-huh.
But the idea, this old idea, which has practical use, by the way, as an equalizer, has been used in practice. Uh-huh. This basic idea was done in the continuous domain, was not only investigated, but really built in the continuous domain. Uh-huh. And just for fun, we built that in Aachen as well.
Hmm.
Really using delay elements consisting uh-huh. of continuous all passes, and the multiplier was potentiometers, as we talked about mm-hmm. before. And this rather early paper, Echo and Sarah als Modell eines Übertragungskanals, that's nothing else but this structure. These delaying elements and the potentiometers uh-huh. and the summation of the whole thing. And here's that was a non-causal representation. This is a causal uh-huh. implementation. And the whole thing has been done by summing amplifiers here. And here you see expression of this type. What you see here is nothing else but a representation of any function, any band-limited function, by sequence of sine x over x function, according to the sampling theorem,
uh-huh.
requiring an ideal low pass. But this ideal low pass, we've approximated. That's a magnitude uh-huh. response, that the delay should be constant, but it's almost constant, that the impulse response measured, that the step response pretty close to sine x over x. And we played around with that, and ending up with quite a few different results. For example, with these echoes, we get a frequency response of that type. Of course, we can change that. That was the impulse response, that's the step response. Well, and we could find differentiators. For example, here, that's a step response and the differential coefficient of that. Mm-hmm. Well, things like that could be uh-huh. done, or we could do the summation over rectangular grid, or we could do the Hilbert transformation. And all these filters are just, well, let's see, the set of coefficients are nothing else but the impulse response of the special FIR system with linear phase. The coefficients, the impulse response of an FIR system with linear phase. Well, and that was in fact my first playing around with the structures,
Which
we know as digital structures of digital systems.